Praise the Lord Jesus. It's Thurman Scrivener again today from the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to be teaching on this section today about who you are in Christ. Until you learn who you are in Christ, you will never be able to do great and mighty things for the kingdom of God. Even after you learn who you are in Christ, you have to really, really believe that on a day-by-day basis. Because most people, or like I was most of my life, becoming a Christian at a very early age, but I had no knowledge of who I was as a born-again Christian. And as I begin to learn these things, I begin to see great and wonderful things. Now, let's come to the Father. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I want to thank you and praise you for this beautiful day. I want to thank you and praise you, Lord, that you've given us your word. And I want to thank you and praise you that it's so great. And I ask you to bless the people today with the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, before I teach on who you are in Christ, I realize that in Ephesians chapter 5, the Lord tells us to have no coarse joking or no jesting, not one time be found among us as his children. But I'm normally not much of a joke teller, but somebody sent me an email the other day, had several little things on it, and it was about children. And I thought these were very neat, and I'm just going to read one of these to you today before we get into the teaching on who you are in Christ. I want you to think about this one little thing that this little girl, and when I read this, I thought, you know, this sounds just like a child. They're so innocent, and they just believe what God says. And that's why we need to be little children ourselves. It said a little girl was talking to her teacher about whales. It said the teacher said it was physically absolutely impossible for a whale to swallow a human being because even though it was a very large mammal, its throat was very small. Of course, the little girl had heard a story from the Bible, and she said the little girl stated that Jonah was swallowed by a whale. Now, I realize lots of people say that, but the Bible says a big fish. But anyway, the little girl, somebody had told her the story that it was a whale, and she said that, you know, a whale swallowed Jonah. Well, obviously the teacher, like so many teachers today that are in schools today, don't know Jesus, and how sad this is. But since this person obviously was a lost person, it irritated her. So the teacher reiterated that a whale could not swallow a human. It was physically impossible. Now, she's a teacher, and what does this little child know? The little girl said, "When I get to heaven, I will ask Jonah." And the teacher stated, she said, "Well, what if Jonah went to hell?" The little girl replied, "Then you ask him." I thought that was pretty cute. She knew that the teacher didn't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Well, that's about where most of us, or a lot of us, are today in the body of Christ, unfortunately. I know I served as a deacon, a Sunday school teacher, and everything else in the church, and yet I had absolutely no knowledge of who I was in Christ. Now, the very first step that must take place before you can begin to understand who you are in Christ, you must become a born-again believer. When you become a born-again believer or a believer in Jesus Christ, then that's the first step of learning who you are in Christ. Because until you got saved, you were not in Christ. But once you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, then you were in Christ. And this was the beginning. You become a new creature. Now then, to do that, God made that so simple that anybody, the scripture says that anyone that calls on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ will be saved. He didn't make it hard. He didn't make it to where you don't have to memorize the scripture. You don't have to do a 100-hour Bible study at some church. All you've got to do is call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ by faith, and our King will save you and make you a new creature. Now, when you do that, and you do that in faith, the scripture says, if you will confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord, and you'll believe in your heart that the Father raised him, Jesus, from the dead, for you then you will be saved. Now, that's how simple the plan of salvation is. God made it so simple that anyone can accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Well, I did that as a little 11-year-old boy, but I had no idea what I had. I mean, I led my son to Jesus when he was 4 and a half, and he knew that he accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. But it took him several more years, and he's still learning. Although he's 31 now, he's just like I am. I'm still learning about who I am in Christ and what I can do as a son of God. But I'm a long ways ahead of where I was when I was 11. And at 11, I didn't know that I could pray in faith. I didn't know I had authority over the devil. You know, I didn't know any of those things. I didn't know anything except just barely enough to accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Well, once you become a born-again Christian and you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, then there's some other things that you need to start studying from the Scriptures after you do this to learn what your position is or who you are in Christ. You must know that you're seated in the heavens in Christ. Now, this was a really tough one for me. When I read this in Ephesians chapter 2, when I went to Ephesians 2 and read verses 4 through 7, this was a little difficult for me to comprehend, because this is such a great and awesome statement that you have to really just meditate on this a little while to let this soak in, because it's hard. I guess it's hard for us to realize that we're also a spirit being, and we can be in a spirit world and then be in a physical world. This, I guess, is kind of, you have to kind of meditate on that a little while before this can become a reality to you. But the Scripture says, and so if the Scripture says it, then this is where we have to believe it. I want to read this to you in Ephesians 2, starting with verse 4. It says, "But God is so rich in mercy." Now, I'm reading to you out of the Living Bible. This is a little bit easier to read sometimes than some of the other translations. But the King James, which is what I study out of most of the time, it says the same thing. The King James, or the New NLT, I really like that translation. I've been doing a lot of reading out of it lately, and I'm sure in the future a lot of my outlines will have the translation from the NLT, because it's so easy to understand. I so like the New Living Translation. But this one happens to be the Living Bible. It says, "But God is so rich in mercy, He loved us so much." And of course, most people believe God loves them, but they really don't have any idea how much He loves them. It says that even though we were spiritually dead and doomed by our sins. I mean, when you were lost without Christ, nobody likes to hear this, but without Christ, you belong to the devil. You're spiritually dead and you're doomed, and you're headed to hell. If any human being on this earth refuses to accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I don't care who you are. I don't care what color you are. I don't care what creed you are. I don't care what nationality you are. If you don't accept Jesus Christ, He is the only way to heaven. The only way to heaven. There's no other way. There's not two ways or three ways. There's only one. And that one way is the Jesus Christ, and through the blood of the sacrifice that He paid for you. And when you get a hold of that and you accept Him as Lord and Savior, then you're on your way to becoming a born-again Christian, learning who you are in Christ and what you can do. But He says that even though we were spiritually dead and doomed by our sins, He gave us back our lives again when He raised Christ from the dead. Only by His undeserved favor have we ever been saved. So this is something that God gave to mankind. We didn't deserve it. You don't deserve salvation at all. Somebody says, "I deserve this." No, you don't deserve anything. It's God's mercy that gives it to you. He gives you every breath you breathe. We need to thank the Lord every day for what He's done for us, because when we take a breath. I mean, he says, in all things, give thanks. So we get up in the morning, we should begin to thank and worship the Lord. We should begin to praise him and thank him for the day. We go down to have breakfast, if you have breakfast or orange juice or what, coffee or tea or whatever you have. You should never sit down to eat or drink anything without praising the King for what he's given you. Praise him for it, because you don't know how you miss that until you don't have it. But you try to do without it. I mean, I think about somebody goes into a restaurant and they serve you a steak and you cut into it and you take a bite or two of it and you're unhappy with it. You don't think it's any good and you hand it back to them and say, this is not any good. Let me tell you, if you could do without food for just 1 week, I'm sure that steak would taste very good. Somebody says, I couldn't do without food a week, I would die. Oh, no. You can fast. You can fast. Jesus fasted 40 days and nights with nothing but water. And you and I can do the same thing. I've never gone that long, but I have fasted as long as 18 and a half days with just water only. And work every day. So I know that you can go many days. And, of course, to go without food for a day or two or three, that's not any problem at all. We all eat more than we should. But once you become a born-again Christian and a believer in Christ, then nothing is impossible with you. When you're lost, you probably couldn't fast a day. You'd probably think you were starving to death. But once you get this undeserved favor from God and you receive him as your Lord and Savior, you're getting ready to learn who you are and what you can do in Christ. And in verse 6 here says, and he has lifted us up from the grave into glory along with Christ, where we sit with him in the heavenly realms, all because of what Christ Jesus did. Now, that one is the tough one. If you look at that, already when you and I accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we are already seated in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus. So if you want to know who you are as a Christian, this is the first place you need to learn. You need to learn to start from right here. Yes, I'm sitting here in this room today. I'm sitting here on this television teaching you the Word of God. But technically speaking, in the spirit world, I'm already seated in the third heaven with Christ. I'm already there. So I have the privilege to go to the throne of grace anytime I want to. And I can go there either slow or I can go there fast. All I got to do is think, and I am there. And I'm at the throne of grace, and I can bring my prayers into the throne of grace. And when you learn to catch yourself up into the third heaven, into the throne of grace, just like Hebrews 4:16 says.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.